So her raison d'être, that's one of my, certain je ne sais, I don't know what. So I'm recording, by the way.
Oh, you're recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Well, then,
I have one question for Michael.
Yes.
Michael.
Please ask me.
My question is...
Yes?
Are you ready?
I think so.
Are you really ready?
Stop laughing.
Perhaps, yes.
Wow, Star. You're going to have to let people laugh and talk. Sorry. That's part of the show. Who are the best five rappers in the world? Go.
Okay, and these rappers, they rip and they rhyme. They rhyme and they rip, correct?
And they don't have to be in order.
Okay, but they spit hot fire as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me think. First one, easy. It's Dylon. Second one, has got to be Dylon. Third one, that's a little tricky. Dylon, probably. Now, the last two, I'm stumped. I have no idea who the last two are. I'm going to have to Google it. Just give me like just a quick little second. Okay. It's Dylon. And the last one, I wrote on my hand so I wouldn't forget. It's Dylon. It's got to be Dylon.
Because he rips and he rhymes.
And he rhymes and he rips.
Correct.
Right.
He spits hot fire.
Right.
And Robert snap, crackles, and pops.
Right.
Okay. Is it in that order or can it be in any other order?
It could be in any order. It could be crack, Snapple, and...
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sandwich Board. All right, this is the Sandwich Board. I'm the Pickle Bandit.
I'm Bandita.
I am Nostromicus Michael Domus.
Michael Domus.
Pick your poison.
Okay. Yeah, and we're here with intern Star. And this is our...
Hello. I'm just here.
And yeah, she's just here. And this is our end of the year spectacular. So we're just going to get going and with the segment that I like to call This Year and Pokemon Go. I play Pokemon Go every day. I play Pokemon Go. I play Pokemon Go every day. I play Pokemon Go.
All right. This year, it's been a long one. We've had ups. We've had downs. Schmurf for Greif has risen to power, fallen from grace, risen once again under new names, fallen again. And so far, he's been gone. We're at a time of peace with the cheaters. We are, though, in a civil war with Blue and Red in our neighborhood.
Right.
Blue attacks our gym at unearthly hours, sometimes 2, 3 a.m., and it's horrible. But, you know, we're fighting strong. We're keeping the good fight going.
You're making it sound like a war.
It is.
Like a documentary, a war documentary.
I feel like only I'm up at 3 a.m. and so, I don't play.
It's like you know you're not the only one up at 3 a.m. because you have me up with you.
Like Iron Man and Captain America are going at it. And everyone has to pick a side. And but who gets to be under ruse? I get to be under ruse.
Probably.
I want to be under ruse. Someone needs to, Tony Stark needs to call out, hey, under ruse. And what?
You can't even fit in any under ruse.
Oh my gosh, they need to make under ruse for big dudes. You know how many big dudes would just kill it in a pair of tidy white? They're not whiteies.
That would be so cringe.
Oh my gosh.
I thought this was this week on Pokemon Go.
Oh, sorry. So yeah, this week in Pokemon Go. So Schmurf for Greif is in and out and out and in.
No,
and
it's like the witches.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the Land of Oz.
Okay.
It's like a house fell on him.
Yes.
And like his leg shriveled up. And okay. then there were his shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like Pogo has increased its lockdown on spoofing accounts, spoofing being the technology that allows you to travel anywhere you want in Pogo.
Right.
And it seems like Schmerfergreif disappeared for a couple weeks. It was great. He came back for a little bit, changed his name, same routine though, was very annoying, and then disappeared.
Into the ether.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been heard from since.
No, just completely gone for a few months now.
Wow. There is a theory that he is an alternate account though.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it is a theory, yes. Nowhere near the amount of activity. Like, it's not the same at all.
If he's doing it, he's not doing it in this neighborhood anymore.
Well, I guess that's good news. And once again, I'm happy to report that I'm done with my Halloween activities for 2020 and 2021. 22, no, not done.
You're making it sound like not as bad as it was. Okay, first of all, certain Pokemon only come out at certain times of the year. And there's ghost Pokemon out in October, right, around Halloween. Mm-hmm. This guy got an assignment 2-3 years ago to get a certain amount of ghost Pokemon. He's had 2 other years to do this and barely is finishing the assignment he got 3 years ago.
You know, they make it really, really tedious. I'm just telling you, you have to collect 80 ghost Pokemon with, you know, great curveballs and, you know, I have things to read.
Wow.
That's valid.
Yeah, so I
basically, he's just for hire. He's a hired gun now, mercenary at Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. We need someone in the gym. Right. We call on Pickle Bandit to put something in.
We need someone to raid with us because we aren't going to be able to finish in time. We call him in.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I'm stuck. I'm forever at level 30. I don't know. I'm 37, 30.
Yeah, not 40.
Not 40. I should be at 40. I should, if I had been playing the same amount as you guys, I would probably be at 40, if not more than 40.
But no, at least 40, because that's where I am. That guy's on 41.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I would be there. And I remember you were telling me earlier that Niantic's been kind of stingy with their shinies this year.
Yeah, they've got a tight, just cheapskate chokewad hold on all the shiny Pokemon this year. We have community days about every month, and on those community days, you're supposed to get shiny Pokemon. There are so few shinies out there that I have to trade my old shinies just to get new shinies, and I did the whole community day. I even walked.
Let me explain. So shiny Pokemon are glittery Pokemon with like alternate colors, and they're different from all the rest of the Pokemon, and they're like a very rare chance that you can encounter them. But on community days, when a certain Pokemon spawns a lot at one time, it's more apt to happen.
Yeah, let me give you an example, okay? Think of a Pikachu, okay? Iconic Pokemon, the flagship Pokemon of Pokemon, okay? It's that yellow. That real nice yellow. The shiny version is a little bit more orange. Kind of more of a nacho cheese kind of yellow.
And it sparkles. Still yellow. And it's glittery.
And it's glittery, yes. And it sparkles for 1 second.
Oh my gosh. Now you make me want to put glitter like in my nacho cheese. Can we have that? Can we have glittery nacho cheese?
Can actually, you can, because they make sparkly powder to put on cupcakes. So theoretically, you
for a
could
second,
have glittery nacho cheese, yes.
For a second there, I thought you were saying that you want to put nacho cheese on your Pikachu and eat it. That's where my mind was going with it.
Wow. Maybe you'll do it for some money since he's this Pokemon fryer.
It's got like an electric taste to it. It's like kind of zesty, you know?
Zap your tongue.
Makes my tongue tingle. All right. So any other this year in Pokemon news? I know Niantic has been really, they've been really, I don't know, tightening things up. And, you know, they're not as nice as they used to be.
I will say this. Towards the end of the year, I did catch a series of shinies on the Makeup Community Day.
Yeah, at the end of the year.
But none of the shinies were very special.
Yeah, at the end of the year, they'll do a group community day. So at different hours, they'll release the Pokemon that are in different months. So if you missed a community day, this is your second chance at getting those Pokemon once again.
And getting those shinies.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your forecast for next year? Are you still going to play? Or are you guys, where do you see yourself next year in Pokemon Go?
Next year in Pokemon Go, I hope to be a couple levels ahead. I doubt I will increase by a whole level. I highly doubt it, but I will try my best. I want to be one level higher.
Okay. And where do you see yourself?
Do you want to be the very best like no one ever was?
Sure.
He wants to take the place of Ash. Because Ash already made it.
So, with that...
Well, hold on. What? What about me?
Oh, yeah. Where do you see yourself, Bandito? Where do you see yourself next year?
I would like to be a level up. I would like to have at least one or two more shiny Pikachus with hats. Let me explain what that is. It's a very rare Pokemon. It's the regular Pikachu, but it has a different hat for the holidays. So... what I like the most is a shiny form of the hat Pikachu. So that's very rare.
She likes hat Pikachus.
Like, I'll give you an example. Right now, the holiday Pikachu is wearing a snowman sweater.
Is a sweater.
With a top hat, like a snowman, and a scarf. And that, if I got a shiny of that, wow, that would make my millennium.
So with out of the way, we good here? Did we clean our plate? Have we exercised the demons? Are we all right?
You should stop when you're full.
Okay, so we have stopped when we're full. All right. So everybody, that stop. Has been this year in Pokemon Go. I play Pokemon.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I have to say it a lot. I have to say it a lot. Not a lot, but, you know, it's hard for me to sound particularly excited, you know, every time I say it. So.
Wow, okay. Hmm. I'll give you another chance. Say it real excited.
And this has been...
let's all try.
Okay, okay. I'll try.
Okay, okay, go for it.
All right, kids, that has been this week in Pokemon Go.
Supposed to be the year. Supposed to be the year. Try again.
Okay. All right, kids, that has been this year in Pokemon Go.
Much better, see?
Okay, can we add air horns to mine in post?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Sure,
why not?
Okay, guys, and this has been this year in Pokemon Go.
Can you say IGN? IGN would like to give the top 10 Pokemon of the year. Can you do that in that voice?
What, me?
No, you? I'm talking to her. Oh, she sounds like a...
IGN would like to give the top 10 Pokemon of this year.
It's pretty good.
Number one.
And okay, go ahead, Bandita. Give it your best go.
Okay. Yeah. And that was this year in Pokemon Go. Yeah! I'm Howard Dean.
The Dean scream. We're bringing it back.
These guys have been watching Howard Dean videos for the last couple of days. So we've cleaned our plate.
You didn't
on
do
that.
Your excited one.
Oh, okay. Hey, everybody, and that has been this year in Pokemon Go! Yeah. There.
Booga booga.
Just using my whatever broadcast training I've had to do that. All right, so moving on. There's a couple of things we could talk about. We could definitely talk about our trip this year.
Oh my gosh, I would love that.
We could talk about our trip this year.
Let's talk about our trip this year.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
Okay, I'll go ahead and introduce this. So this year we went on a monumental, momentous, once-in-a-lifetime
pilgrimage
to the happiest place on earth, which is Mrs. Knott's fried chicken.
Oh man, that chicken was so good.
Oh my god.
It'll curl your toes.
So we went to Disneyland Resort after that, but we went to Mrs. Knott's fried chicken. Okay, so we actually, you know, took the time and the money and the saving and the work and the blah 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 to stay at the actual Disneyland Resort this year. So in addition to visiting some family, we decided to also, you know, take a couple of stops on the way, and we went to Knott's Berry Farm, but we did not go in Knott's Berry Farm. We went to eat at Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, actually, technically, we did go into the stores.
Yeah, we went through the stores.
Okay, so you guys went through the stores. I was parking.
Yeah, we peed in a Chili's, too.
Oh, yeah, we had to cut through. We had to cut through a Snoopy store.
Yeah.
And then we went through the back rooms, okay, to get...
the back rooms?
Like, straight up, we had to go through, like...
We had to pass the bar there with a child.
There was a door without a handle, and we had to get through that to get...
To push our way through.
Yeah.
We took our child past the bar. It was a TGI Fridays. It wasn't even a Chili's.
It was a TGI Fridays.
We don't even have any of those. It was connected
to the souvenir store.
Okay. It was actually connected to the peanut shop?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Because they didn't have a bathroom. We asked them, can we use your bathroom? And they're like, oh, you're going to have to go through the TGI Fridays.
You're going to have to go through these 10 trials and tribulations, okay?
Go past the bar with your child.
Okay, so while I was parking, trying to find a parking spot, which took me, I don't know, 10 to 15 minutes to do.
Okay, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
That's pretty much what it looked like. Okay, kids, Ghost Rider again, you know, peanut store. And so I ended up parking, you know, and so you got, so you guys were doing.
All right, yeah, that's cool. We went to TGI Fridays.
Was able to find a space, and we met in the restaurant or in front of the restaurant, and you guys had the best fried chicken ever.
Yes.
Yeah. That was amazing. So
that was great.
We also tried boysenberry.
Oh, I know. I hate boysenberry.
Really good. Wait, what?
I drank a boysenberry drink. And I ate some boysenberry pie.
You liked the rhubarb, though. Remember that?
The rhubarb was great.
The soup was amazingly good. I was expecting this, you know, just this really tart thing, but it was less of a soup, and it was like a punch, and it was really good.
I think it was supposed to be like fruit and water or something.
It was. It was pretty much fruit and water, and that was the best part. My chicken was eh. I was eyeballing your guys' fried chicken, and I was just hating myself every step of the way.
I never thought about like how much guilt and shame that comes along with you losing your gallbladder. Regret.
Oh yeah, guilt, shame, regret. It's like maybe if I hadn't had that second AMPM double cheeseburger, I could have saved. That could have been my meal. What happened? But it was a good meal, and we beat the rush. We beat the dinner rush, which is great. We had a reservation, so that helps too. By the way, if there was one thing that we learned throughout this whole trip is make a reservation. Make a reservation. Make a reservation.
Don't be afraid to like ask for things. That's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at Disneyland.
Uh-huh. So after leaving the... Yeah, Knott's Berry Farm. We drove through the mean streets of Anaheim. We finally got to the resort in the evening. It was busy and it was under construction. The place that we were staying at, Paradise Pier, and Paradise Pier is possibly of the three the most affordable. And so we went to Paradise Pier and it was nice. I don't know what the complaints were about. And the staff were really great.
It was a little bit of a walk to get to Disneyland.
It was under construction because Paradise Pier, like the actual park, is going what turned into Pixar Pier. And they wanted to retheme the hotel after that.
And so we had these plans. We had these plans to get up in the morning at 6 and get to our half hour of bliss. That didn't quite happen. We got there. If anyone wants to take over, this would be the time. So because we are trying to walk through Downtown Disney, but it's already past 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, well, we all woke up to the beautiful song of The Touch off of my phone alarm, and it scared everyone awake. So it was a great way to wake up. It was blaringly loud.
I didn't really sleep. I can't sleep away from my bed.
We split up into teams. Pickle Bandit went off ahead of us. And yeah, he
was his own team.
He had a John Cena backpack.
Man with a plan.
And he just, he disappeared. I saw the John Cena backpack over his back, and it disappeared over the horizon, and I never saw him again. Meanwhile, myself, Bandita, and Intern Star are trying to find our way to Downtown Disney, and we're following the signs, and I think I find it, but Pickle Bandit's not there. So I call him up and he's like, "Where are you guys?" And we're like, "Where are you?" And I see him far behind us at like an intersection in possibly a different parking lot. And he makes his way back to us. We rendezvous. We make it into... Oh my gosh,
that ate up about 10 minutes of our time.
Yeah, let's put it into perspective. We were probably about like 10 minutes behind schedule, 10 to 15. And then that was another 10 minutes. Now we're 25 to a half an hour behind schedule. And we're not even like through security yet.
Right.
And everyone and their mother had the exact same idea of getting there before the park opened. So even when you're there, like before rope drop, there's still like a mountain of people just waiting in line going through security.
Right. These are resort guests because resort guests get an extra half hour. They get in there a half hour early.
Yeah. So we get in there, and this is Intern Star's first time going to Disneyland ever. And I'm looking for a button for her that says, "This is my first time going to Disney." They ran out. So they had to improvise and gave her a different button and just wrote on it, "This is my first time going." Oh,
really?
Yes.
Okay. I still have that. Okay. I'll have to take a look at that. Okay. And so this, so we're in the park already. So in this story,
we're
in the park. And at this point, we have pretty much thrown our previous plans of riding on Fantasyland rides out the window. Now is just trying to get to the Galaxy's Edge line before the park opens. Because once the park opens, it's going to be a mass of people trying to get to Galaxy's Edge.
Do you want to just cut to when we got to Galaxy's Edge?
If you want.
Because we walked through Downtown Disney and then we walked through Main Street.
Yeah.
To get there.
Yeah, we walked through Fantasyland.
Yeah. So we're at the Galaxy's Edge, and the line is long, one. Two, the sun is just barely starting to come out, so it's just starting to get hot and, like, bright. And three, there's a staff there that's supposed to be, like, a resistance spokesperson, and he's got, like, these glasses, this drum, and this, like, annoying little stick. And he's just like smacking the drum just constantly. And dude, it is annoying.
I didn't think it was that annoying. I thought it was actually pretty impressive.
Yeah. And all these people that are cast members, right?
Oh, yeah. They're all doing something. They're all
cast members. Yeah. Even the people that serve you drinks are cast members, right?
They're all wearing like either like resistance stuff.
Right.
They're wearing like, you know.
Right.
It's all like characters.
Right. And then, but we get there fairly early. I mean, the line wasn't that bad.
It was a long, it's a long line.
It was very a long line.
I almost
line.
Said a bad word.
It was a long line in the sense that it really stretched throughout the whole park. Like we had to walk through different areas of the park to get to the Galaxy's Edge ride. And then at the very end, we got to the part where there's like ropes or chains that are supposed to like guide us through.
Right. You know? That's the line cue. Right.
Yeah. I sort of felt tricked into like this long line. I thought for at some point we were going to slaughter. So it felt.
So the first thing that we were going to hit was Rise of the Resistance, right? That's the big, huge, technical marvel when it works.
It was amazing. It was great.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
The animatronics
were just going to Disneyland for that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say that and the Spider-Man ride. Those were my favorites.
Oh, the Spider-Man ride was fun. So Rise of the Resistance, it's like just the holographic and animatronic technology that they use is just far and above anything that I had seen. And it was enough to make me feel like, just for a moment, like a kid again. I know it's kind of, kind of
cringe.
Cliche or cringe, but there's just a moment. There's just a moment where I was like, I feel like a kid again.
I actually thought they were actors for a moment.
No, they were all robots, except for the people that were guiding us into our prisoner cells.
Except for that little lady that was teasing you, Michael.
I was going to call her mommy. No. Okay.
What? So,
what? What?
The First Order officers.
Yeah, so there's a part of it where you're like getting abducted by the First Order and you're put into a prison. There's like character there, like actual human beings that are dressed as First Order officers, right? And they're telling you what jail you're supposed to go into. We were like orange or something, and there's just like this really tiny like lady that's like, go to the orange jail now. And I'm like, what? And she's like, the orange jail, go there now. And I'm like, step on me. No. I'm joking.
What? Step on my face.
What? No. But she had to tell us like a couple of times and we're like,
We've never been to jail.
Yeah, we've never.
That's the thing. Cool thing about that. They could be as kind of obnoxious as, you know, they want, and they could just, they're still in character. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll never be as obnoxious as that dude with the drum though. Never. More on that after the ride. That guy's going to get his real soon.
I mean, without going into it at length, I mean, the ride just takes you through this, you know, where you're break on a resistance ship and you get captured,
pursued by Kylo Ren himself.
Right. Yeah, you're the
refrigerator.
I did have a hard time believing that Kylo Ren wanted us.
Well, I mean, maybe Star.
Why would he want an 11-year-old weeb?
So I noticed that you were a weeb. So join me on the dark side. Do it right now.
I have chicken legs and I can barely hold like a book.
Yeah, but dude, if I became part of the resistance, I wouldn't be there very long. I can't resist very much.
Yeah. So the ride was great.
One question.
Yes.
Does the dark side have cookies?
Probably.
Always.
I bet they're made with dark chocolate.
Yeah. So after the ride, I had an appointment to build a droid.
Yes.
Okay. And we're moseying on through the Galaxy's Edge, and we're asking for directions. We have no idea where to go. We ask a couple people the directions on how to get there. We pass by the drummer dude one more time, and we ask him directions. And as he tells us where we're supposed to go, his glasses fall off and they break on the floor. And I laugh to myself hysterically because he had it coming. And I saw him bend over and pick them up, and the lens was just completely gone out of one of them. And I'm like, yes.
Just like Ralphie.
He had it coming. He was annoying. The droid itself was incredibly fun to build. I don't know how they expect a child to do it by themselves. It took like three adults and a child to build that droid, like there's a conveyor belt with all the parts and it just zooms by so fast.
It's like trying to get your luggage at the airport.
Why did you even build one? You don't even use it.
Well, because it's cool. That's all the reason I need.
It's also an investment, Star.
Yeah. Very grateful for Bandita playing so many point-and-click games, because she was able to pinpoint every part we needed for that droid. Came in clutch right there.
Right. Everyone had a talent that came in handy as various parts of the trip.
What was my talent?
Getting extra attention from cast members for being cute.
Yeah, there you go. You made the droid. That was on your have-to list, right? There was like a couple of things. Everyone had their had-tos. That was your have-to, was building the droid.
I don't even know what my have-to was. I think it was just to be there.
And then, so after that, it was what? It was my time to...
Lightsaber.
To build a lightsaber. After much, much internal struggle and hand-wringing, I finally just surrendered to the fact that I'm going to build my own lightsaber for a ridiculous amount of money. Just like,
if you must have did your hand wringing on your own, because I never saw you doing that.
I did much hand wringing. These hands were so wrung. I did not make the reservation to make the lightsaber until the day before. I was not sure, but I decided to do it. So we go in there.
Okay, so a couple things. One, they only let a certain amount of people into this area to build the lightsaber. I'd say maybe like 6 or 7 people, like just a very small number.
Yeah.
But you can bring guests, okay? The room itself is what I describe as a cross between my great-grandfather's garage and... Just a weird shed. Like, it's very dark. There's tools everywhere. And there's like stations. It's in like about a half circle. Okay. There's like stations. And in the center, there's cast members who are doing this like performance, but also like tutorial on how to build the lightsaber. And, you know, there's 3 of them, but it's clear that one of them is the ringleader. And she's kind of going forward with the story, and there's like different cues with music and lights, and they're given the kyber crystals, and the kyber crystals are the thing that make the lightsaber the color that you pick. Most of the people that are building lightsabers are adults. There's only like 1 child there, and he's accompanied by his father, who is pretty much building the lightsaber for him. And he's telling the son, oh, what lightsaber do you want? What if you picked this one right here? And it's very clear that the dad is really building the lightsaber. So because all of the people building the lightsabers appeared to be men from the age of 25 to 45, all of the lightsabers, except maybe 1, were red. Okay. Everyone picked a Sith lightsaber. So, you know, they're building the sabers, it's going pretty well, and then the lights turn out, okay? Like, everything, it's, like, darker than usual, the sky starts turning, like, this weird bluish color.
Excuse me for one moment, I just want you to know, this is, once again, for all you culture fans out there, this is once again a reenactment given to you by the Sandwich Board Theater. This time is Savvy's Workshop, performed by Nostromicus.
All right. So the lights are dim. There's blue sparkling lights in the sky. A very like light tune probably from Star Wars starts playing in the background, and you hear like Yoda, okay? And you know, Yoda says like this little pre-recorded message, and
who's gonna play Yoda?
I can play Yoda.
Go ahead.
So Yoda says like some, I don't know, philosophical mumbo jumbo. He's like, 2 paths there are. Either smart fella or fart smella. No in between there is. And I kid you not, the headmaster, the one that's like leading this whole thing, looks up to the sky like she's talking to God, and she goes, "Wow, Master Yoda." And there's like just like so much whimsy in her eyes. Bandita, who is right next to me.
Yeah, let me say my part, please.
What did you say?
Whoa.
And I am trying my best not to laugh. I am shaking profusely. I'm sweating. I'm crying. I cannot. I'm one step closer to the edge and I'm about to break. So yeah, we finished building the blades.
We didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything. We had to stay behind. The star pushed her way forward between the dad and some kid.
There's like this point where you're supposed to activate the blade, and it's like a cued moment, and it's like, you know, it's just sitting there, and Pickle Bandit activates his like sooner than expected, and then so pretty much this is what happens. Pickle Bandit grabs the blade, turns it on, goes oh, and then turns it off immediately, and then the people are like, okay, now you can turn your blades on, and he turns it on.
They told us to grab the hilt. When I grab the hilt, I accidentally hit the button and it turned on. And I had my Chevy Chase moment. So there you go. And then after that, we left Galaxy's Edge for a while. And we did some other things. We went to lunch. We had some skewers and
beef skewers were bomb.
Yeah.
I had the chicken skewers, but I wish I got the beef skewers.
Some drinks, and we had beignets, and we saw the Enchanted Tiki Room, and you know, we got things set up for Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Ate some Dole Whip too.
Got some Dole Whip.
Okay. I love the Tiki Room. It was like a showcase of how animatronics used to look. If you don't know, I'm a huge animatronic nerd.
Now, as we were leaving the Tiki Room, we're evacuating, okay? I am with Intern Star. Bandita and Pickle Bandit are ahead of us. There is an older man who cuts in front of myself and Intern Star, and he is a man on a mission. He doesn't care who he has to step over to get to his goals, but he is faced with the two immovable objects, which is the Pickle Bandit and the Bandita. Every time this old dude goes left, Bandita goes left. Every time he goes right to pass Bandita, Pickle Bandit goes left. It's like a never-ending cycle of him trying to dodge and dip between them and them just going in their own path until we make it all the way to like the main road, and then he finally is able to pass them up. It's impossible.
So we were doing pretty well on scheduling, you know, on our day until we hit the Jungle Cruise.
It broke down.
Like there are people that got stuck, trapped on the river of the Jungle Cruise, and so that we were waiting for about almost an hour, and so that put us behind on a lot of plans that we had. I don't know, everything after that's kind of a blur, but you know, we do Jungle Cruise and we
got autographs.
Yeah, we did autographs. Oh, that's right, we did.
Okay, now here's my part of the story. So did we do the princess thing?
No, this is your part of it. You getting autographs from the princesses.
Okay, so we did a thing.
We tried to get on Pirates of the Caribbean, but
yeah, we tried.
There was some lady that was so mean. So mean. I mean, I realize sometimes you got to be tough with people, like to get them to do what they're supposed to do, right. So you don't have a long line. This lady was so mean. But meanwhile, Star and Michael started doing their own thing.
Yeah, me and Michael went off to a building, a small building where they had princess meet and greets.
No, it was before that.
We saw Jack and Sally.
Oh, it was before that. Okay.
You went in your own line.
So we went to, like, this little area with a bunch of gift shops, and we see Jack and Sally in one of the stores. And there's a line to go meet them, and we're like, we gotta do that.
And so, so they get their signatures, and by this time, it's, you know, about very close, about between 3:30 and 4 in the afternoon, and we're trying to get to the Princess Pavilion before the line closes at 4. So we're, you know, trying to make our way over there, and we get in line. And the line was, it was okay. Still a little bit of a wait. And then we get in there, and so this is where you can kind of pick up. And then I see Star meets up with her first princess.
Okay, so I meet up with I think Michael should tell this story.
I should tell the story?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if intern Star was probably about, I don't know, 4-3 years younger, this would have been the craziest day of her life. But we're not talking about little kid intern Star. We're talking about big kid intern Star. This is an entirely different entity. Okay, so we walk in. It's Ariel.
I don't freak out like I would have if I was like 3 or 4. But Ariel is my favorite princess.
That being said, this is probably one of the most awkward conversations I've seen in my whole life. Ariel is asking Star all of these questions like, oh, where are you from? And Star has no idea where she's from. And all she says is, here. And, you know, the conversation, like, continues. So, you know, next, who was next? Who's next for the princesses? Was it
Elena?
It was Elena of Avalor. It's
the princess Star forgot who they were.
Okay, I forgot who Elena was, but if I was like 6 or 5, I would have freaked out. I was so into that TV show, but like I totally just forgot who Elena was.
So let me give you an example of the conversation. Elena is talking about the different characters from her show. Like, she expects Star to know who they are. And Star's like, what? Who? And Elena's like, has no way to bounce back from this.
Right.
So, you know, asks again, where are you from? Here. And what was your favorite ride?
One of them asked, what kingdom are you from? And I said, medium far away.
Yeah. Like, kind of here? Not really. So then, you know, we move on to the next one. And that was Mulan, right?
That was Mulan. That was the last one.
And this is probably the most awkward conversation out of all of them. I feel bad for the actors here because, you know, they're doing their job. They have, like, a set amount of questions and, like, conversations they're supposed to have with the kid. But, like, intern Star is, like, nullifying every possible question. So an example is, like, oh, I'm creating an army of young girls. Do you think you would like to join my army? And intern Star, what did you say?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. And, you know, the Mulan actress is, like, taken aback, and she's like,
well, the only reason I said no, thank you is because I feel like being a warrior would mean risking my life, and I don't think I'm ready for that.
Yeah, it's a very existential thing. So then, like, Mulan's like, oh, what do you like? And intern Star's like, I love singing. So, you know, Mulan says, oh, you know, maybe Ariel will teach some classes. I don't know. And, you know, to end the conversation, Mulan tells intern Star, your hair looks just like mine before I cut it. And that was it.
She had to find a way out of the conversation.
Right.
It was awkward.
Yeah, find your way out. And so after that, it's gotta be going on 5 o'clock and it's time to eat and we're tired. So tired. Is this when we go back to Galaxy's Edge the second time?
Yes, to get our stuff because we had your lightsaber and my droid on like...
It was being babysat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of a nice thing that they did is that they would hold your stuff. So we go back there. By the time we go back there, the Star Wars characters are out. And so I kind of hobnob with a First Order trooper. And then, holy crap, the Mandalorian comes out.
Not just the Mandalorian, but also Grogu, Baby Yoda, is there too.
And he is very popular.
Yeah, he's being swamped.
Swamped and mobbed.
Well, actually, my part of the story is I was trying to get a picture. He literally shoved me out of the way. Like, it hurt.
Yeah, because he could not stop. Could not stop. There was a point, though, he did stop, and that was for Bandita.
It was my shirt. He said that Grogu likes it.
And what did you tell Grogu?
Oh, thanks, Grogu. Grogu, I'm your biggest fan. Literally, I'm your biggest fan. The Mandalorian said, get out of my way. I said, okay. And I got out of his way.
He said, get out of my way, but at the same time, he shoved me, and it hurt.
Wow.
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 Okay, so, you know, after that...
Maybe you should have asked on Master Yoda for help.
Yeah.
We finally go to dinner.
What did we have for dinner?
Big milkshakes.
Yeah. We had these obscenely, horribly big milk... Have you ever had a dessert with a dessert on top of it?
Think of a milkshake.
I had a strawberry milkshake with a ice cream on top of it.
I had a milkshake with a cake on it.
I had a milkshake with, I think it was a brownie on it.
Yeah.
I had a milkshake with nothing on it because I did not get a milkshake. I needed to ask Master Yoda for guidance at that point.
So tired. Cannot believe how just tired at this point. I think at this point we go back and to the room, but Nostromicus.
Michael Domus.
I was thirsty for more. I went in for a round two on the good old Dinnyland. So this time I'm going solo. And I prepared myself by taking what I hope to be a 30-minute nap. I didn't sleep at all. I just downloaded the Genie Plus app, figured out how it worked in that half an hour because it took me that long to figure it out. But once it made sense, it made sense. And then I hopped my butt onto the trolley train whatever thing and made my way to future Tomorrowland, whatever the heck it's called.
It's called
monorail.
Yeah, who cares?
Monorail to Tomorrowland.
Who cares?
Okay, cool.
So I get there and I am hopelessly lost. I have a map on me. I still have no idea where I'm going. Oh, by the way, just really quick, going on the monorail at night at Disneyland, very weird. Okay, it was just me and what appeared to be a mother and her toddler. And I didn't want it to be weird, so, like, I had to, like, walk a certain distance, like, far away from her, so it didn't feel like I was being weird. And then, like, she goes in a car, and I had to go into a car by myself, and I'm just, like, sitting in the monorail by myself, and, like, one of the windows is open, and it's just very odd. So, yeah, anyways, I'm hopelessly lost in Tomorrowland. Try asking for directions. The people say, like, oh, go this way a little bit left, then make a right. That makes no sense.
What are you trying to get to?
I'm trying to get to Star Tours.
Okay.
So I finally find something that resembles Star Tours. It's the gift shop. So I'm like, I have to be close. I find the place. I go on the ride. It's great. I love it. I am out. I'm trying to do a couple more things. So I ask, where can I get to here? Like the thunder or whatever mountain thing, the thing with the train, okay? And I get some directions, and as soon as I go that path, I see a just line of cast members that are blocking off an area, like shoulder to shoulder, and they're directing traffic. And some of them have green glow sticks, some of them have red glow sticks. Green, go in that direction. Red, don't go in that direction. I ignored all of it, and I went in the wrong direction, and that was my B, because at the time, they were doing a festival of winter lights. So, like, all of the lights were blue. There was fake snow everywhere. There was, like, instrumentals of Christmas songs. And everyone on the main streets of Disney were going in one direction. Meanwhile, everyone was designated to go on the sidewalk in the opposite direction. I'm on the sidewalk. I am going the wrong way. I'm going upstream, and it's like the worst way possible. I'm bumping into people. I'm knocking over strollers. I'm punching babies. No, I'm not. And by doing this, I am so thirsty. I am dehydrated. I'm dying of thirst. I'm like a wild man in a jungle. And I'm going to every restaurant I can find to get a free cup of water. And I start learning the system a little bit better. You can cut in line in front of people if you're just getting a water. I found that out. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but it worked for me. So maybe it'll work for you.
It was in the low 80s. It was in the low, somewhere in the low to mid 80s.
It was hot at night. We went. Yeah. So I also find out if you ask for with no ice, you get more water. Pretty cool. So I make it to the big Thunder Mountain, whatever thing. I go on that. Amazing. I'm trying to do one more thing. I want the Fantasia blue star Mickey hat. Okay. I want the magic hat. I'm asking around where I could find it. They're like, you can go here. You can go there. Closest place was, the Main Street. Okay. So I go to Main Street, ask around, go to the Emporium, biggest store on Main Street. I find more water, drink more water, get to the Emporium, they're out. There are no hats Disneyland-wide. They are sold out, gone. So I put my tail between my legs, hold my head down low, and I work my way slowly out of Disneyland. Find more water, drink more water, and then make it to the hotel probably around midnight-ish, maybe 11:45. And I am so thirsty, I drink a whole other water that I know someone drank out of. I did not care. I was an animal. I was thirsty AF.
Right. And that ended our first day. And just for the sake of, you know, keeping it short, what was your highlight for the second day, California Adventure? So just going around, what was your highlight for that day? Okay. Yes.
I think my highlight was the dinner and water show.
Okay.
My highlight was going to the Guardians of the Galaxy ride twice.
Okay, Bandita?
My highlight was going on a ride with Star. It was in the Cars Land. Remember that?
Oh.
Yeah, it spun you around, yeah.
Yeah, it was the tractors.
Is it? I kept bumping into Mom. It was great.
Yeah, actually what happens, we were sliding around, so sometimes Star would squish me, but then other times I would squish Star.
That was terrible.
And Star would be like, because I was literally like, squishing her.
I would be like,
I was literally squishing the air out of her body, but it was funny.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a tractor, something.
Right?
Yeah, it was the Mater tractor pull or something like that. Highlight for me was the meals, the two meals that we had, which was the character breakfast.
I love the character breakfast. I got a lot of autographs from that.
And then the meal that we kind of bulldogged.
Michael ate a bunch of meats in front of me.
The soup was so great.
Remember that when you're eating meats and then you're like, you want some of my meat? I'm like, no.
Character breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
The orange juice was amazing though.
Yeah, the orange juice was very good.
Throughout the whole trip I kept asking for orange soda.
And our dinner was crazy because they didn't know if they could fit us in time. It's like, well, we could fit you in and we get you, you know, your passes for the water show, but you only have about a half hour to eat.
They didn't know who they were dealing with.
And we did it. The server comes back like, wow, since you finished everything so quickly, yeah, we could get you in there. And, but I have to say,
that me and mom actually got special seating.
That server was really good, and I took the time to, you know, to give them a shout out on the app, because that server really went the extra mile for us. And
I think it was Lisette.
With a Z?
No, with an S.
With an S. Oh my gosh, your memory is really good. So it was a pretty good trip. It was a good trip. And so hopefully, you know, in a couple of years, you know, we'll, you know, make it back there at some point. And, you know, lessons learned, we'll do things a little bit different.
Well, our thing right now is we want to get into Mario Land.
We want to go to Super Nintendo World. That's our next goal. But now, before we're done, I guess we better talk about wrestling. Anything about wrestling that you want to talk about? Yeah, okay.
War Games. I hated it.
War Games. Okay. War Games. Hated it.
I feel like they should have cut it out because it was that boring.
Boring. Men's or women's?
Men's.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Lots of injuries. Big E broke his neck.
He didn't. Someone else did.
Is broke. It's kaput. Maybe he'll wrestle again. Maybe he won't. I just want him to be happy and healthy, personally.
So injuries and then Bandita?
Ronda Rousey sucks.
So does Goldberg.
Yeah, she should retire.
No, it's like, I don't know what happened. Like the women's fell off. It's not that good anymore. They got to do some different things.
Okay, and then for me, I guess, is, the Royal Rumble is happening on my birthday weekend, so I guess I'm going to be watching that. That's pretty much all I have to say about the wrestling stuff. Okay, so...
Are you the head of the table?
Tribal chief?
Yeah, are you? Do you have chili peppers for around your neck?
Not yet.
Are you an honorary Usy? Because that's a thing.
Are you
an Usy?
I'm a big Usy.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all Usies, personally. I'm an Usy. You're an Usy. She's an Usy.
He's an Usy. According to the apartments, I'm the head of the table.
You're the head Usy?
I'm the guy according to the apartments.
So
What?
Anyway, so are we wrapping up? I think we're wrapping up.
No, we were supposed to talk about movies.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, really cool. I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's really good. I had a good time with it. Saw Black Adam. It was okay.
The best movie of the year was Lightyear.
No, it wasn't.
It was boring.
Wow. Master Yoda.
The best movie that I watched this year was probably when we went to watch that the Bram Stoker's Dracula, the anniversary. Yeah. It was the funniest movie I went amazing. To watch.
I loved every minute of that.
And then after, there's the guy that said he had one quibble.
Yeah. Okay. Just real quick. Bandita and I, we love Bram Stoker's Dracula. We make fun of it. Constantly.
Budapest.
Keanu Reeves's horrible British accent. Bloody wolves chasing me in the night. My dearest Mina, Budapest. It's just awful. Just terrible.
It's funny.
And Bandita, you know, we were running late. Bandita tells me if we miss the Budapest scene, I'm going to make you watch this movie again at home so we could see it. And I'm like, we gotta go. We made it right in time, okay? It was a Fathom event, so there was some extra stuff at the end. They showed some, like, deleted scenes, you know, whatever. But apart from that, that was it. There was no, like, beginning thing from what it seems like, just that ending bit. And this person in the front stands up. And, you know...
Wait, hold on. He was a big guy.
Yeah, okay. You want me to describe him? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Please. He had glasses, thick lenses, okay? He had, I believe, a comb over. He was a bigger build, family-sized gentleman. He was wearing a long trench coat, a long black trench coat, and I believe cargo shorts, okay? He's holding his popcorn in his hand. He's standing right by the exit. He goes... My one quibble,
My one quibble was that there was no director's commentary at the beginning or introduction.
And this was when the lights came back on and everyone was leaving.
And there was two ladies there. And,
yeah, there was. I can't say exactly what they said because right. There's a cuss word in it. So I'll paraphrase. One of them goes, "So is Keanu Reeves just a bad actor, or he just can't do a British accent?" And the lady next to her is like, "I think he just can't do an accent." And if you asked Pickle Bandit, his answer would be
both.
There you go. So very entertaining all around. And then there was like an old couple behind us also that were talking about like a butler for some bizarre reason. It made no sense to me. But yeah, that was about it.
All right. So let's see.
And by far the funniest movie that came out this year that didn't come out this year, but the experience, the theater experience.
I this was also the year where I actually went back inside a movie theater, saw Thor Love and Thunder. I think that's where I actually was able to sit down and enjoy a movie, so that one was fun.
Yeah, but if I was going to say like the best movie that came out this year, I guess I'll go with the Spider-Man movie.
That was No Way Home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was the Uncharted movie. That had Spider-Man in it.
Oh, my God.
What about Babylon? That also had Spider-Man in it.
That was a different Spider-Man. Different
Spider-Man.
God, Babylon.
So that, yeah. All right. So we got to talk about movies, we ready to wrap up? I think we're ready to wrap up. All right.
Sorry, did you say what your favorite movie was this year? Yeah,
what was your favorite movie this year?
I don't know. What came out this year?
You went to the movies with us for, like, everything.
Yeah.
What?
You don't remember what came out this year?
She just likes to have snacks.
Yeah, I think everything else is tuned out. You don't even remember.
Spirited was a good movie.
As long as you get your key
rings. Oh, yeah, that was the best movie of this year.
What about Sonic 2? That wasn't your favorite movie this year?
That is my favorite movie this year. I didn't know if that came out this year.
It came out this year.
Okay. Right. If I wasn't sure if that came out this year, so I wasn't sure whether if I was going to say that it was the best movie of this year, but it is.
All right. And I will say
masterpiece, absolutely masterpiece.
Wow.
I will say, surprisingly enough, Spirited, surprisingly fun. My expectations were kind of low for it, but pretty good, pretty fun movie. I had a really good time with it. All right. And so I think that wraps things up. So when we come together and talk again, I don't know what it's going to be about. Probably something.
Might be your birthday show.
Might be my birthday show. All right. So that's it. So we're out of show and I'm trying to wrap this up. And so I am the Pickle Bandit.
I'm the Bandita.
I'm Master Yoda. Wow, Master Yoda.
Good day, sir.
Good afternoon. This is Intern Star.
Yeah, I'm Intern Star.
And we hope that you were too bored listening to the sandwich board.
Goodbye.